From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Thousands of state employees could be laid off under new budget plans submitted to the state. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, many more could face unpaid furlough days as leaders prepare for a 14% reduction in spending.
Georgia is looking to trim over $3.5 billion from the budget that starts July 1st as the coronavirus takes a bite out of revenues. Some agencies plan for furloughs of 2 days a month, about a 10% cut in pay and hours worked. The largest cuts are to K-12 education, where school systems will have $1 billion less to work with come this fall. Even amidst a public health pandemic, the Department of Public Health is proposing furloughs for epidemiologists and less money to county health departments. Meanwhile, the Department of Labor is asking for an exemption as staff handles an overwhelming number of unemployment claims. Lawmakers will meet next month to decide just how austere the cuts will be for each agency. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
In-person early voting continues in Georgia today, including McDuffie County in East Georgia, which closed their voting site last week after two workers tested positive for coronavirus. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says nearby Richmond County is sending workers to help McDuffie. 1.6 million people have requested absentee ballots for the June 9th primary election, but around 1 million of those still haven't been returned. U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, along with Senators Dianne Feinstein of California and Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, have all been informed that the Justice Department has closed investigations into their stock trades. The senators came under scrutiny for transactions made in the weeks before the coronavirus sent markets downhill. The development signaled that federal law enforcement may be narrowing its focus into the stock investigation to North Carolina Senator Richard Burr. Agents showed up at his Washington area home 2 weeks ago with a warrant to search his cell phone. Amusement park chain Six Flags is preparing to reopen soon with some new safety measures in place. The company says guests will need to make reservations online in order to limit attendance. Temperature checks will be done and visitors will be required to wear masks. Six Flags Over Georgia, along with bars, nightclubs, and performance venues, must remain closed until at least the end of the month. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. It's 534.